It's Sunday. Welcome to the Sounds Proper Podcast, part of Sounds Proper Productions. And today will be another segment, the July 19th, 2020 segment of Single Sunday. If you don't know already, Single Sunday is the segment where I go over some newly released singles, some newly released tracks, and, you know, I listen to them, I talk about it, give you my first impressions on the track. But before I reviewed Meg Thee Stallion, Blueface, Lil Baby, JPEG Mafia, some other people too, you know. So today we have an interesting batch of tracks. We have two DJ Khaled featuring Drake tracks. So basically two Drake tracks. One's called Grease, one's called Pop Star. We have JPEG Mafia and Tommy Genesis with Rough 7. We have Kanye West with Donda. We have Reggie Snow, MF Doom, and Cam OB with Cookie Chips. We have Through the Wire by Rod Wave. And we have The Kid Laroi coming with a track called Tell Me Why. So before I get into this, I like to plug my YouTube. That's where I do the video version for all the reviews that you can check out on this very podcast. On this podcast, I make hip-hop album reviews. You know, you can check those out. There's more to come. Very soon. Also, I have a video exclusive review of Boldy James, The Price of Tea in China, Deluxe. You can check that on YouTube. And yeah, that's all the plugging. Also, you can go follow my Twitter at Sounds Proper. And that's all the plugging. So let's get into the first track. And first track, Rod Wave, Through the Wire. So Rod Wave is an artist that it's interesting, you know. I don't think he has hit his potential. I believe that he has a lot of potential. He has a few good tracks. However, I think his last album was very mixed. I think he needs to hit, like, a very good... I think he hasn't hit a good balance between, you know, his singing and his rapping and his, I think, his underdeveloped subject matter. But I believe he does have a lot of potential. Now, the track is interesting, Through the Wire. Through the Wire by Kanye West is my favorite song of all time. So he better not disrespect the name, or I'm going to be fucking pissed. But yeah, Through the Wire, Rod Wave, I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to come back. We are going to talk about it. Oh, man. Okay. So I just got done listening to Through the Wire by Rod Wave, and I don't know how to feel about it. Well, I do, but I don't know. So basically, it doesn't sound like the original Through the Wire at all. The only reason why it's titled Through the Wire, because he got in a car accident that was, it wasn't good for him at all. But, you know, he got in a car accident, I guess, and in the outro, he talked about it. Like, he was intoxicated, and he crashed, you know, he'd seen his surgery and all that. But, in, like, the body of the song, like, the main chunk of it, he wasn't really, like, talking about it all that much. Like, I guess on the chorus, he was talking about how he was on the codeine and told him to slow down. But on the verse, like... It was really unrelated. On the outro, he talked about it. And then, like, for the last, like, 10 seconds, he's like, through the wire. You know, he kind of mentioned it in the outro. But I don't know. It's not a bad track at all. The instrumental, it had some very... The melodies, I believe it was string melodies. It was very far back in the mix. And also, like... The kicks were very hard hitting, and the hi-hats weren't really mixed very well. So yes, the instrumental, it's something to nod your head at, but under any inspection at all, it really is like, it's very cheap. The instrumental is very cheap. But you know, I think that Rod Wave, you know, he harmonized okay. I don't know. I want to say it doesn't sound proper, but I don't want to say it doesn't sound, but so I'm just gonna say it's a meh track right now. You know, maybe if I come back to it, I'll be a bit more decisive in saying that it doesn't sound proper, but it's at least worth checking out. maybe, I don't really know. If you like Rod Wave's music, you'll probably like this one. But I don't think this is a track that you should introduce someone into Rod Wave's music, because it's not going to really impress anybody. It's not going to awe anybody. Anyway, so that was Rod Wave, Through the Wire, meh. Next track, I just want to get this one out of the way, Cookie Chips by Reggie Snow, MF Doom, and Camo B. The only reason why I'm listening to this track is because MF Doom is featured. I'm unaware of Reggie Snow and Camo B's past music. This is the first track I'm going to be listening from these two. And the only reason why, you know, as I said, MF Doom. Hopefully Doom produced it. Hopefully he has at least one verse. Yeah, so I'm just going to bang this one out and I'll be back. Okay, so I just got done listening to Cookie Chips. It's okay. It's pretty good, actually. The beat is very bright. It's very, you know, if you see the cover, it's, you know, the guy in a field of grass holding a bunch of colorful balloons. That's what the instrumental feels like. Reggie Snow, he gives a pretty decent outing. It isn't, like, the most lyrically dense thing ever, but, yeah, it's not bad. And also, Camo B's singing is very nice. My biggest gripe is really MF Doom, because I don't really know if I should attribute this to him, but the instrumentals it's not suited for him at all. It's like the opposite of the opposite type of beat that I would want him on. I want him on a dark, grim, gritty beat, you know. Not like a very flowery, almost like flower boy type beat. I don't think MF Doom was bad or anything. I don't think he can write a bad verse. You know, he still comes with a bit of husky, but kind of also like laid back type verse. But yeah, it's Cookie Chips. I think it's pretty good. I think it sounds proper enough. I'm definitely gonna come back to it. I'm definitely gonna look into Reggie Snow's discography after this one. But yeah, the only really gripe I have with the chorus is he's twisting indica, not that sativa. Anyway, the next track will be the Kid Laroi, Tell Me Why. So the Kid Laroi, I'm not really too aware of his music either. However, he was on that past Juice WRLD album. And I think this is like perfect timing for him. You know, he was featured on that Juice WRLD track, and now he's, you know, dropping a single a week later. Because I don't think I would have checked this out if not for his feature on the Juice WRLD album. And I think he offered a decent enough contribution. However, I believe lyrically it was a bit weak. You know, he sounded proper enough. If you haven't checked out my Juice WRLD Legends Never Die review, you can check that out. I'm aware that there's a deluxe version coming out soon. I might talk about not all the entire deluxe album, but rather like the songs itself. So, you know. So, yeah, the Kid Laroi, Tell Me Why. Gonna check it out. Talk about it after. So, yeah. Okay, so I just got done listening to the Kid Laroi, Tell Me Why. And, yeah, it just didn't sound proper. Yeah, let's just talk about it. So the Kid Laroi, as I said, he definitely didn't sound bad on the Juice WRLD track, but here he just, I don't know, he doesn't sound awful, but he just doesn't sound proper at all. On the chorus, like, tell me why, he needs some practice singing, that's all I'm saying, because definitely didn't sound good here. He isn't saying anything to supplement his lackluster singing. Or even the lackluster beat. You know, it's very punchy kicks, but all the other drums are underdeveloped, like a six-month-old fetus. And also, like, the melody is so faint on the verses, it shouldn't even be there. Yeah, and honestly, after listening to this track, and also when I said that I didn't know who the Kid Laroi was, that's a lie. I know the Addison Rae track. And if you listen to that unironically, you're a clown. And if you're a clown, then I'm sorry if you're listening to this podcast and you listen to that song unironically. It's my bad, man. But yeah, to continue, the Kid Laroi, I don't really see any potential in him lasting in the music industry, in the music business, very long at all. I think after like a year or two, people are going to forget about him. Right now, he's about 12 million monthly listeners on Spotify. And I believe in a year and a half, you know, divide that by 20, you know, and that'll be his monthly listeners in like a year and a half, maybe 2 years. Because honestly, if whatever talent he has, he just isn't apparent, it isn't showing. Yeah, I just don't think he'll last very long. I think, you know, he's something that, you know, we see right now. It's like a, you know, oh, look at this guy, you know, it's like a flash in the pan. As Sosa, no, not Sosa, as one of the guys in Scarface said, flash, boom. Yeah, don't mind what I just said. I forgot what he said. Anyway, so the next track, let's just get into the Drake tracks. First one, Grease, DJ Khaled, Drake. You know, it's DJ Khaled's more like, I don't know, the general manager. So Drake, Grease. DJ Khaled, his last project, I think it's Father of Assad. That was not good. He had a lot of weird people collaborating with a bunch of weird people, like Travis Scott and Post Malone didn't work out. Jay-Z and Future, that didn't work out. He also tried redoing Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, and Quavo. So yeah, that definitely, you know, not a good project. And I don't really have a lot of respect for DJ Khaled. Like, that's just me being honest. I don't. But, you know, maybe Drake, Khaled, they've been longtime collaborators. Years ago, I liked that one track, I'm On One. That was like the track for the summer, to be honest. So it's not like DJ Khaled hasn't, you know, come out with good tracks. But I just don't have a lot of faith in what he's doing now. But, you know, it's Drake. And, you can go wrong with Drake. I was about to say you can't go wrong with Drake. You know, you can. He made Dark Lane demo tapes. He made Scorpion. He made Fuse. But yeah, let's just get into Grease, man. And let's just get into it. I'll talk about it after. I'm not a fan. So yeah, that was Grease, Drake, Khaled. Not a fan. The best part was definitely the beat. The way Drake was singing, like, it's just weird. It sounded like he was imitating somebody. And Drake, you know, has shown in the past that he's not past. Get what I see there? He's not past imitating people. Like, he doesn't really care. You know, he did it in that weird Views and More Life era where he was imitating, you know, dancehall, and he has his little patois. And, you know, just recently he was imitating, not Brooklyn, he was imitating UK Drill, you know, with the Mandem. So, yeah, I don't know, maybe The Weeknd? That's probably the best thing. Like, because he was kind of flowing like him. I can't really think of anybody else that would be. But, I don't know. It didn't sound very original at all. And I'm not saying originality is the biggest thing, because it's not. But it sounded like he was whimpering, like, the entire time. It didn't sound like it had any bite. It didn't have any punch. His singing didn't have anything to it, to be honest. Like, it sounded like he was whimpering on it. Yeah. And the instrumental is definitely probably the best part about the track. I like the very pitched up vocal sample. I think, I don't know if Drake's voice was pitched up here or if he actually hits that high. I doubt it, to be honest. You know, it's not like I'm doubting his skill or underestimating his skill or whatever, or his range, but I think it's definitely pitch shifted up. I didn't really care for that one at all. But maybe the next track, Popstar, will be better. Maybe it's going to be less singing, more rapping. Maybe If You're Reading This Is Too Late, era Drake. Every time I come into a Drake song, that's what I hope for. But I'm always, like, disappointed. Almost always disappointed. So, yeah, Popstar, Drake, Khaled, 3 minutes, 20 seconds. Let's get right into this. Okay, so I just got done listening to pop star Drake, DJ Khaled, and that one was definitely better. The instrumental, let's start with that. I like the beat. It was like a very warped and looped melody. I enjoyed that one quite a bit. And also the trap drums, it sounds expensive. It definitely sounds, it doesn't sound amateurish, like maybe on the Rod Wave track. Yeah, it definitely sounds good. You know, I can complain about, you know, trap and, you know, the instrumental all day, but I believe when implemented well, it works, and I believe it were implemented well here. It works here. Drake, the most notable thing about this track was definitely Drake and the chorus and the hook. You know, you know, I don't think he busted. I think that's the first time he's busting out that flow ever, really. We definitely haven't heard that one before. But yeah, I think it's good. It's interesting. I like it because not only it's creative, it's kind of original. We haven't heard him do it before. It sounds good. Yeah, lyrically, I believe Drake could have put more effort, especially into certain lines. Like he was just like doing very basic rhymes and, you know, very basic word association. But I also believe he had some good lines here and there, some stuff witty, some stuff funny. You know, he definitely, you know, delivered on the hook. He delivered on his two verses. The beat was good. This definitely sounded proper. You know, Grease, it didn't sound proper in my opinion, but Popstar, you know, definitely sounded good. And I'm very interested in seeing what the public perception is on both of these tracks because, you know, I avoid seeing what people have to say about these tracks. You know, I don't listen, I don't watch people's reactions to them. I don't, like, I try and avoid it on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. So, yeah, I'm definitely interested in seeing what people have to say about these tracks. But I definitely believe that Popstar is the superior track. I believe Popstar is probably going to get radio play. It's probably going to be, like, one of those big hits. Maybe almost as big as Toosie Slide, which, you know, that's that. But, you know, definitely I would like to hear Popstar again. Because that one is definitely good. Anyway, the next one I believe is the second last one, Rough 7 by JPEG Mafia and Tommy Genesis. So I already reviewed a JPEG Mafia track on this podcast. I believe it was his last one. What was it called? It was called The Benz. Yes, I reviewed The Benz. I like The Benz. And he's just been coming out with a lot of singles. You know, he had Bald, and we had the Bald remix with Denzel Curry, which I enjoyed. We had Covered in Money. We have, I think, one of the better ones, like, or maybe, I think they're all good, but I think the best one is Bodyguard. You know, we have Cutie Pie, you know, as I said, The Benz, and now Rough 7. Rough 7 is featuring Tommy Genesis. I don't know who Tommy Genesis is, and if I look her up on Spotify, I don't think she has a page, or you know, she does have a page, but I think she's a pop. I think she's a pop name. Anyway, so JPEG Mafia. What am I expecting from this? Since there's a singer on it, maybe I'm expecting something more akin to Free the Frail from Cornballs. I think Free the Frail is a great track with Helen Deland. So Rough 7. I'm just gonna jump right into this. Okay, so that was Rough 7, JPEG Mafia. It was meh. It was definitely meh. Because JPEG Mafia, he was only on the track for about 45 seconds, and I was in the last minute. I was in, like, the last leg of the track, you know. It's mostly Tommy Genesis. For the first, like, minute and a half, she's just like, all over the track. Like, anybody could fucking do that, you know. I could do it. Over an interesting beat. It was, you know, bouncy. It had like all the, you know, the normal glitches and whatever you can the weird cuts that you can expect from a JPEG Mafia track. However, this one was definitely underwhelming. Tommy Genesis sounds like a bit more of an unhinged, unskilled. Like if JPEG Mafia was an e-girl and she was slightly more unhinged and slightly less skilled, then that would probably be Tommy Genesis, and that's not something that is really appealing to me. Like if you told me, oh, here's this artist, it's JPEG Mafia, but it's an e-girl, sounds like an e-girl, and she's slightly more unhinged and she's slightly less skilled, I'm like, get that shit away from me. And it wasn't bad, but I don't know, I just didn't really care for it at all. It wasn't, as I said, it wasn't bad. JPEG Mafia's verse, he comes in hard, he comes in very viciously, and he's like rapping his brains out, and I really appreciated it. It was good, but he had so little presence on his own song. It was very disappointing. How he just came in for 45 seconds in like the last minute of the track, came with a decent verse. It's so what you can expect from an aggressive JPEG Mafia verse, but and the beat, it wasn't even amazing. It was just do 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 it, and it didn't change up very much throughout the course of the track. I don't know, maybe it'll grow on me. I don't think it will though. I think that the last JPEG Mafia track that he put out, The Bends, that one grew on me as the track progressed and the more I listened to it. But this one, nah, this one no. So yeah, that has been all the tracks that I'm gonna go through. So let's just go over all of them again. So we had Rough 7, JPEG Mafia, Sounding Meh. We have DJ Khaled and Drake, Grease, not sounding proper, but we have DJ Khaled and Drake's Popstar sounding proper. We have a Cookie Chips by Reggie Snow, MF Doom, and Camo B sounding kind of sounding proper. We have Rod Wave, Through the Wire sounding meh, and the Kid Laroi, Tell Me Why, not sounding proper at all. So the best track out of this bunch, probably Popstar. Yeah, I wasn't expecting one of the Drake tracks. I'm not calling a DJ track. I'm not calling a DJ Khaled track. I wasn't expecting one of the Drake tracks to be the best, but yeah, definitely stood out. The most disappointing one was Rough 7, and the worst one was Tell Me Why by the Kid Laroi. Anyway, so thank you for tuning in for the South Proper Podcast. If you haven't already, check out some of my past reviews. I did the Juice WRLD album, I did the Pop Smoke album, I did West Side Gun, Fly God Is an Awesome God too. A bunch of other ones you'd find interesting that you should check out. Also, I make a YouTube video version of each one of these reviews on the Sounds Proper YouTube channel. You could check that out on YouTube, Sounds Proper. I have a video exclusive review, Boldy James, The Price of Tea in China, Deluxe Edition. You can check that one out. It was a, in my opinion, it was a good review. It's interesting. And yeah, so that's Single Sunday, July the 19th. Bye. I don't know how to do an outro. I still don't know how to do an outro. But yeah.